Good afternoon. A weak front is draped across interior New York and New England, producing extensive cloud cover. A wave of low pressure is tracking along the front and producing a few scattered showers. As the wave passes by for the balance of the day today, we will see more scattered showers developing, especially along and north of I-90. With the clouds and scattered showers, temperatures will struggle today, not be as mild as yesterday, as readings reach the middle and upper 50s for daytime highs. Exceptions will be some lower and middle 60s in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. As that low pressure wave passes through after dark tonight, showers will become more likely after sunset. They won't last for too long, but the ground will become wet before we dry things out late tonight, and overnight lows will be back into the 30s and lower 40s. The system will depart early on Saturday morning, leaving high pressure in place and with mostly sunny skies to start the weekend. On Saturday afternoon, highs will be back into the middle and upper 50s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a potent wave of low pressure in the lower Mississippi Valley, which will work its way toward the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. On this track, clouds will thicken back up with rain likely by Sunday morning. In fact, it looks like it's going to rain at least lightly all day Sunday, with some moderate to heavier bursts in the afternoon. And the clouds and showers will hold temperatures back for highs in the lower to mid-50s. We'll dry it out with mostly sunny skies to start next week on Monday in the lower 60s before another area of low pressure along the coast pushes some clouds and possible showers in for Tuesday. With the cloud cover, highs will be in the upper 50s to around 60. The next front will make its way toward us, but it'll take some time out ahead of it on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s, and then with the front close by, a chance of showers on Halloween with highs in the 50s to around 60. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an early season winter storm is winding down across the Texas panhandle, but a strong cold front will allow significantly colder air into Texas and Mexico. Morning lows are below freezing from the panhandle regions of Texas and Oklahoma down into the Trans-Pecos region of western Texas. Highs today will be 20 to 30 degrees below average across the southern plains. Just ahead of the front, anomalous moisture will spread into east Texas, the central Gulf, and eventually the lower Mississippi Valley. Periods of heavy rain will slowly spread east today and tomorrow, with the threat on Saturday reaching the Ohio Valley. Storm total rainfall through Saturday evening is expected to range from 2 to 4 inches from eastern Texas into the mid and lower Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, expansive high pressure in the west will continue to promote favorable conditions for the spreading of wildfires from Northern California into the southern part of the state. The greater threat today is expected across the transverse and peninsular ranges surrounding the Los Angeles and San Diego metro regions, with a combination of gusty wind and low humidity. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high, 77, set in 1963, and the record low, 19, in 1981. Sunrise this morning is at 7:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:58 p.m., 10 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers possible and highs in the lower 50s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. A few showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and highs in the mid 50s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers possible and highs in the upper 50s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid to upper 50s. Rain, perhaps heavy at times Sunday, in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, lower 60s on Monday. Mostly cloudy with a shower possible Tuesday, near 60. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Wednesday. And a chance of showers on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 50s to around 60. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.